In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One of the enduring teachings of so many preachers and thinkers and writers over the centuries has got to be this: live in the moment. Live in the moment. Jesus himself tells us in Matthew's gospel, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. The Buddha said, do not dwell in the past, do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment. And in his best-selling book, The Power of Now, German spiritual writer Eckhart Tolle says, realize deeply that the present moment is all you have. Make the now the primary focus of your life. I actually bought The Power of Now a few years ago and haven't gotten around to reading it yet. And in A.A. Milne's famous book, Winnie the Pooh, Pooh asks, what day is it? It's today, replies Piglet. My favorite day, says Pooh. The problem with living in the moment is, how thin do you slice it? Can you stop time and live in the moment when the moment is ceaselessly tumbling into the next? One of my favorite TV shows of all time is HBO's 6 Feet Under, a drama about a family that owns a funeral home. And in the final episode of the show, the grown daughter, Claire, is standing back, watching her family gather together after they've sold the funeral home and are preparing to move on in different directions with their lives. She herself preparing to move to New York City across the country. And as Claire takes a picture of her family and tries to savor the moment, her recently deceased brother appears to her in a vision and tells her, you can't capture this moment. It's already gone. In other words, in a sense, there is no now to live in, because the now is constantly becoming the future. Now, there's got to be something to this living in the present, if so many spiritual teachers throughout history, Jesus included, have advocated it. In the Lord's Prayer itself, Jesus teaches us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. That, in a sense, is a prayer to live in the moment. Otherwise, he might have said that we should pray, give us this month our monthly bread. But he didn't. Jesus wanted us to focus on today. Now, this morning, we get this very curious gospel passage from John, where some of those who have been among the 5,000 who were miraculously fed by Jesus realize that he sailed across the lake and come looking for him. And I love the first question they ask Jesus upon finding him on the other side of the lake. Rabbi, when did you get here? That seems like an odd question to ask the great prophet who's just fed thousands of people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Not, how did you do that? Or, can you do that again? Or even, who are you? But, when did you get here? Now, Jesus doesn't directly answer their question, but instead tells them that they need to look deeper. He says, do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life. And yet, Jesus knows they need food every day, so he doesn't say, forsake your bodily needs for your spiritual ones. Jesus famously fasted once for 40 days, but other than that, you really couldn't call him an ascetic. He was, after all, the one who turned water into wine at the wedding reception in Cana of Galilee. So Jesus doesn't tell us to forsake all earthly joys or bodily needs, but he is telling us that we should see the specifics of this day in the context of our larger need to be in relationship with the one who created us. That makes Jesus something more than a preacher of the present. Jesus' message to us isn't simply focus on today or live in the moment. It's see God in the blessings that you have on this day. And even on bad days, we have blessings. In this morning's gospel passage, when those who have come looking for Jesus refer to the miracle that Moses performed for the hungry Israelites by raining down manna from heaven each day for them to eat in the wilderness, Jesus says, "It was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, it was my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven." What makes our daily bread and every aspect of our lives truly life-giving, truly holy, is knowing the source of it all. And in this case, it's not locally sourced. It's sourced from above. The today we have is from God. Our appreciation of God's blessings on this day deepens our confidence in his care for ourselves and souls, for all our tomorrows. That is what Jesus is talking about when he says this morning, "Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." So, is there a now that we can live in? Well, not one that we can freeze in time. Just as a ball that's thrown straight up into the air cannot be caught right at the very moment that it freezes in time before starting its descent. But when we give thanks to God and believe in Jesus and strive to follow him, then we will live in the present as best we can, even as it tumbles forward, and rest assured for the future. Amen.